I'm Deanne Penn at the United Nations in New York. It has been 15 years since the terrorist attack on the UN compound at the Canal Hotel in Baghdad, the darkest day in our lives at the United Nations, in the words of the Secretary General at the time, Kofi Annan. The truck bomb killed 22 international and local staff, including the top UN representative in Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello. Current and former staff who survived the blast on the 19th of August 2003 have been reflecting on the tragedy, which marked the first time the UN was deliberately targeted on a massive scale. For Mujahid Hassan, working for the UN was a dream. It was an opportunity to serve his homeland, and having grown close to his colleagues in the IT department, the workplace felt more like a family. Although the attack left him with severe injuries and conflicted feelings about the UN, Mr. Hassan still believes in the global organization and its role in his country's development.
My name is Mujahid Hassan, originally from Iraq. I am currently living in San Diego, California, and I work as an interpreter and a translator. Basically, I started working for UNOCHI as a language assistant slash driver. And then when UNOCHI was liquidating after the invasion, I was transferred to the IT department to be an IT assistant. And at the time of the explosion, I was sitting at my desk finalizing some stuff on my computer. It was the end of the day, and I was just getting ready to go, as usual, enjoy some quality time playing table tennis with my colleagues. The office was located on the ground level. And I was kind of sitting next to the window. The window was to my left. And amazingly, I just decided to switch positions with one of my colleagues who left that day exactly at 4:30. Otherwise, I would have been dead by now because his place got really damaged as a result of the blast. But I switched position with him, and the window was to the left of my side. That's why I got severely injured. To the left side of my body. To be honest, I had no idea that this is a possibility. We had no idea that there was a car bomb or a trailer that came into the building and detonated. We were just looking around, making sure what is happening. Is this for real? Is this just a dream? And I was kind of constantly looking for my colleagues, and they were buried under the rubble. And I was just looking around, but it was really dusty, and I couldn't see anything there, and I kept asking the handymen who were coming to help, and the people just tried to find them because I really cannot see them. And eventually it turned out that they did actually help them, and I was kind of in a shock, and I was not acting properly. And I did not know that my injury was severe enough that I had to be taken outside as soon as possible to receive medical care. We were taken by helicopters of the coalition forces to facilities and medical centers throughout the country. When I woke up, after 3 days of losing consciousness, I found myself in the middle of nowhere at a tent at a coalition force camp. It was called Dogwood 28, and I had no idea where does this place exist. And then they told me that I will be taken to Ibn Sina Hospital in a couple of days. And then after that, we were evacuated to Jordan. And because of the severity of my injuries, I was, again, evacuated with my brother, my friend, Haider Sousa, to London. And then eventually all the other Iraqi injured staff, according to their choice, they were also evacuated to London for follow-up. And it took me more than 10 years to recover. Until today, I'm still suffering from a lot of injuries and a lot of consequences and medical problems. I sustained several injuries to the left part of my body. I lost my left eye. I have a lot of injuries on my face, my lips, my head, my neck, my arms, my thighs. Yeah, as I'm speaking of it right now, I can still remember exactly every single thing that happened that day. And amazingly, when I went back home the first time I came back to Iraq from London after the first evacuation, I immediately took a taxi and went to the building, and I wanted to explore every single part of the building. The UN is my dream. The UN is my family. And I really cannot believe that this thing happened to my family, to the place that I enjoyed working at, and to my colleagues that I considered my close family members. The only thing that helped me survive is thinking of my fiance that I love, that is soon going to become my wife. And I think that this greatly affected my ability to fight back and hold on to life. Honestly and truly, every single day that I spent at the UN was the happiest day of my life. And you can ask any of my friends. I was enjoying every second of it. And I still looking back at them, I don't look that much towards my injuries, towards what happened. And I always, always look at it with hope that whatever happened then is going to teach us and the UN a lesson to make sure that this is not going to happen again. And if, God forbid, this happens again, the UN and everyone else will be prepared. It really breaks my heart that this image and this dream is no longer there. And I wish I can just live this dream one more time, just because of the hope, because of the possibility of a change. It really meant a lot of things to myself and to all of my friends. We were just so happy to be there and to be able to support our families and our community and our country. But then it was very difficult to achieve this dream because of what happened. And we really hoped that the UN should learn a lesson from this and make sure that this is not going to happen. I have so many conflicting ideas of what happened that day and about the way the UN dealt with this, logistically, medically, etc. But I can really assure you that the only image that I still have of that day was something that was meant to happen. And I'm still proud of being part of that dream, although it was not achieved, but I'm still hope that the UN will be able to make a difference in the life of the Arab world in specific and the Iraqi community and the Iraqi people in particular.